I'm Niall McGlone with a roundup of the week's headlines. Former Cleethorpes doctor Ian Hunter has been struck off following a 7-year affair with a patient he later found dead in her bath. The General Medical Council ruled that Dr. Hunter's long-term sexual relationship with Dawn Bess was a gross breach of professional boundaries. Miss Bess died in one of Hunter's properties following an alcohol binge in 2009. John Ross, the High Steward of Grimsby and former Managing Director and Chairman of the famous Ross Fishing Empire, has died aged 75. Tributes have poured in following his death on Thursday, with prominent figures in the town speaking of the debt of gratitude Grimsby owes to John and the family. As a founding member of the town's fishing industry, the Ross family put Grimsby on the world map. Mr. Ross had suffered from Parkinson's disease for several years, fell at his home last Friday, breaking his hip. He suffered a coronary attack the following day, and he died in Diana Princess of Wales Hospital, Grimsby, on Thursday morning. Thieves have torn lead from the roof of North East Lincolnshire's oldest church for the third time in 3 weeks, leaving parishioners to foot a £20,000 repair bill. The vicar of Old Clee Church, Grimsby, has branded the incidents at the 9th century building as despicable. The cost of the damage has added to the staggering £100,000 the congregation has had to pay out for the damage and thefts at the Grade 1 listed church since 2009. Up to 1,700 of the most vulnerable adults in North East Lincolnshire could face severe cuts to help they receive as local and national governments hit them with budget reductions. Concerns have been raised that those most in need could be hit by a double blow following announcements that there will be changes to central government's disability living allowance and ceasing of subsidies for adult social care for some vulnerable adults funded by North East Lincolnshire Councils and the Care Trust Plus. An experienced motorcycle instructor has spoken about the horrific accident that left him confined to his bed and claims that if he had not been wearing the correct safety gear, he would not be here today. 35-year-old Andrew Baines sustained a double fracture of the pelvis and fears he may never walk again. Mr. Baines was travelling on the A18 near to Humberside Airport when he was in a collision with a car which pulled out of a junction. For more info on these stories, go to www.thisisgrimsby.co.uk.